The order, to order the Pampa NRD Board of Directors meeting, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Copy Open Meetings Act posted on the back wall in the hallway there. Prior to turning the agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure to be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not to interrupt the director's discussion and action. Quorum call.
Here.
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 Here. Here. Motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
By Teaser, second by Sapinski. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yeah.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson. Yes. Fowler. Yes. Jeff. Yes. McCormick. Yes. Sapinski. Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Yes.
And Jefferson.
Yes.
Item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
Moved by 4 people, second by 2. Pick one. Who did that? Bradley and Fowler. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Jefferson.
Yes.
Item 6, group publication. I have in the folder here for the record that this meeting was duly advertised. Item 8, agency reports, natural resource conservation report. The written report is in your binders. From Andy Bonenkamp. I guess don't take time to read it now, unless you already did, but read that. And if you have any questions, let John Winkler know. You can get all Andy. No, I said I don't want to read it. He says when you read it, if you have any questions, let Winkler know. You can get to Andy. Item 8B, NARD.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD did meet Sunday and Monday of this week at the new NARD office, which is located at 8100 South 15th Street in South Lincoln. It's quite a ways off the interstate, not like just driving down to the Capitol anymore. We had the elections of the officers, and Jim Eichelman was reelected president. Orville Gates said there was a vacancy in the VP position. Orville Gates said out of the Nemaha was elected vice president, and Larry Vernals, Martin Graff, secretary treasurer. So it's a good group of guys. One of the things that was discussed is that our health insurance, we're running a little bit behind. We have about 800 people insured in our group, and about 8 people are accounting for 47% of the claims, and obviously it's most of those are probably cancer situations. We don't know who, or that's never discussed, and we're running about $1 million low, but behind right now, but we do have reinsurance, so we're hopeful we're going to come out good at the end of the year. And we're just going to have to kind of play that one by ear. Just as a point of reference, the average health insurance rates have been raising 12% a year, and we have been increasing about 4% and doing so and still keeping ahead. I guess that concludes my report.
That's quick and easy. Thank you. And the new digs down there, are they all set?
That's pretty nice. Yeah, they were able to buy some of the equipment that was left over from the previous tenant and save a lot of money. And really looks nice. Very roomy, great room as big as this for meetings, and very, very nice.
And Wyatt, before you leave, I know you went down there to help them out, and I want to thank you publicly for the service you provide the NARD for their transition from the fire to today. And,
So
thank you on that. So, all right, someday I'll get down to visit, I guess. Item C, Natural Resource Commission, Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We met February 24th in Kearney at the Holiday Inn Hotel, and the drive to Kearney was pleasant. It was just after the big cold spell lifted. We started the meeting. Tom Riley is the new director of the Department of Natural Resources, Tom Riley. The former legal counsel, Leroy Sievers, he's back as a representative of municipal water users. And then we spent a little time. A person from the Lower Platte NRD came before the council and talked about a lawsuit. And I only mention this quickly because I don't know if the same thing ever happened with the Papio, Missouri NRD, or it may down the road, who knows. But the lawsuit had to do with one of the reservoirs that the LPNRD built, and somehow an adjacent adjacent landowner filed lawsuit and said it was damaging their property somehow. Judge ordered them to mediation, and then it came out that the Lower Platte was going to offer 10,000 cubic yards of dirt from that project to the landowner, and but then someone brought up that if they did that, and even though it would have cost about $6,500 or something, if they did that, it might put the federal funding in jeopardy or something. So that they didn't rule on it, but the person from the Lower Platte went back, seemed like he was going to take back to the, back to mediation. The Small Watersheds Flood Control Fund, somehow 25 public use areas will be built with RDF money. And then LB 190, and I know Tim Gay will report to us, but just from check one two, LB 190, Senator Hughes' language to stop siphoning of funds from the interest of the Water Sustainability Fund. I guess that was sort of the language they were using, but Tim Gay might use more different type of language on that. And then the LB 406, I guess as I understood, that group was not favorable to LB 406, Senator McDonald's bill. And then the last thing, Scott Smathers is not the chair of that committee anymore. It's a new person, I think Stefan or Effen or somebody like that. And I'll clarify that down the road. But that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
There's still like a July deadline to, or plan to get projects in?
Yes. And more of a, as the pandemic is sort of subsiding, back to the normal deadlines and meetings. So.
Any questions? Sure.
Yeah. There is a vacancy on the board in the Rankin area or the Lower Platte area, and there's going to be an election next week. And since I am the only representative of the Pathfield that lives in the Platte Basin, I have been invited to attend. However, there's about 15 or 16 members of the Lincoln NRD that are also in the Platte Basin and a couple in the Lower Platte North. I find it kind of foolish for me to go down and vote because I'm certainly not – Lincoln's going to control that vote. There's just no question about it. So I may just – lay back and let whatever happens happen.
Understood.
Was that Karen Amon's slide?
I can't even tell you.
Yeah. Didn't.
All right. Any other questions for the commission? Thank you. D, legislative report. Ellis.
Thank you. And I will cover what Director Bradley was talking about here in a minute. I handed out its front and back page of what's going on. I didn't want to get too detailed because we'll know a lot more after Friday, probably Wednesday, after speaker priority bills. So right now what's going on, we're wrapping up the last of the hearings, and they've been fast and furious morning, afternoon, and nonstop. But anyway, that's wrapping up. They'll go to all full-day debate starting next week, which is good. Most bills have now been or should have been will be prioritized by Friday. And then speaker priority bills were due on Wednesday, and then committees will send their bills out. So what I put together here for you real quick was the bills in no particular order. These are just numerical, not priority, so you'll see. But anyway, prior to that, John and I had a couple of meetings with some of the senators. We're engaging senators. We have calls out right now with Senator Linehan and Senator Sanders to discuss LB 408 and some of the bonding issues that are in that. But real quick, these bills that you see on this front page, LB 83, the Open Meetings Act that we've talked about, is on general file and it's up for debate. It won't be tomorrow. It'll probably be this week or next week. But tomorrow is just a very short day. Some of these bills that you see here, they're now passed, and they're going to be debated by the full legislature. So the big one that we're paying attention to is LB 408. I talked last month about a constitutional amendment on spending and another bill with Breezy on a spending lid. That bill did get out of committee with a committee amendment. The committee amendment is what we looked at, and John may have talked to you or not, but some of the bonds that are not issued by a public vote were not allowed towards your limit of your spending limit. So we've got meetings to discuss sorting that out right now a little bit with others who may be in the same situation, getting more detail on it. I'm no expert. I mean, I'm going to check with some bond people and make sure our arguments are correct, but John's kind of already helping do that. So we will talk to them. We don't like the bill. I assume you don't at this point. It's a lid on spending. It takes away some local control and some of the things that we had talked about at the last meeting. So right now, I mean, you're going to have everybody, probably most everybody, I'm just guessing, against that bill. But like I say, it did get out of committee. We'll see where it goes. That could be debated fairly quick, too. So I'll be working closely with John about whatever your wishes are. We can talk about that on questions and answers here, too, and I'll try to answer and then work with John. On the back side, you'll see the ones that Director Bradley just talked about, the Senator Hughes bill and Water Sustainability Fund. It's still in committee. Now, that could be changing right now as we speak because they're having executive sessions going on where they'll vote those bills out of committee. Somebody may or may not prioritize them. There's been about, of the 49 senators who could prioritize a bill, about 15 or 20 are out maybe, so there's a lot of room to go. It could be a speaker priority. It could be who knows what could happen. But anyway, all those are still in committee. That includes Senator McDonald's bill. You know, we're talking with him. There's a lot of debate going to go on that, a lot of horse trading of trying to get that money for the study and do some other things, so I wouldn't give up on that yet. We'll circle back with him and see how we can help in any way or where that's at, but I kind of think that's amongst the senators right now and see what will happen. All those other bills that we have on there, the Groney bills especially, those were not very well liked. I don't think those will get out of committee, but you never know. So all those are still in the committee. But anyway, that's what we've got going on. Next month I'll come with a more detailed report on where we're at. It could be over by next month, for all we know, on those spending on LB 408. It wouldn't be completely over, but we'll know a lot more on general file, whether it advanced or not, and what's happening there. So a lot of things happening, but we're at the stage where it's fuzzy. And I don't want to be definitive, say something today, come back next month and say, hey, what happened? What? That's not what you said. Some of these are just speculation on my part of what I think may happen and try to steer that. So, like I say, right now, John's been great coming down when we need him and always staying in touch. He does a great job of that. And I think we're doing well, meeting some of the new members on the committee. There's new members, as I said, on the Natural Resources Committee, so that's going well. But anyway, but that's what I have, short and sweet. Any questions that you have, be happy to answer.
LR 23, Urbans, can you explain the basis for that? And there must be an NRD out there who must not be doing their job.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a legislative resolution is just a study. Why he put it in, you know, that's one. It could be a good thing, though, for you, too. We looked at that. That's what is your scope? What do you want to do? Who knows where it would go? Senator Erdman's a curious fella, smart gentleman and all that, so he probably just has some interest. I don't know specifically if he's upset with one particular, and he's, which could be the case, I agree. But on that also is a good opportunity if he does that and they go around the state to listen. Maybe that could be something you could host them here and show them all the good things you're doing, too. So we'll know a lot more.
We already made that offer yeah. to the Natural Resource Committee. If they do, we will host that here. We have a number of testifiers, like at least 20 to 25, that will come in and talk about the benefits of the energy.
If they do it. He's not on the committee, but, yeah, so doesn't mean he can't do it.
Right. You know, Tim, you put out a daily newsletter, and I don't know if John forwards it to all the directors, and I'll tell you what, it's very insightful and very thorough, gives you a great idea of what's going on in the state. And I don't know if any of you read yesterday, there was in the education area, they were talking about the NSAA, the Nebraska State Athletic Association, considering measures to combat racial slurs in the state of Nebraska. And I guess, Tim, I wanted to comment. Your headline stated the NSAA is considering measures to combat rise of racist sluts in Nebraska.
Well, I'll have to check whether that wrote that. Good catch. It's like, oops. I don't proofread everything that she sends out, but thanks. I'll pass along the put her spell checker on.
So. Right. Any other?
I'm glad. Thank you for bringing that up, though. We do put some time into that, and I'm glad somebody's reading
it. It's a very good publication. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Yes, that's good feedback.
Yes, Council Gay, what about LB 483, Kavanaugh's provide for a climate change study action plan? Is that getting any headwind? Or
I watched the hearing on it, and it probably wasn't the best hearing in the world for him. It's that went to appropriations, actually. And Senator Erdman and some others gave it some interest on why are we doing that? We just did this. And that happened, actually, it was right after the big freeze, you know, and the electrical issues. And they were arguing, well, this is why we need this study, and if more studies needed or not. That's one I could see maybe being prioritized by Kavanaugh. I haven't looked at what he did, but maybe somebody would prioritize it, or it gets mingled in with a few other things, and they try to sneak it out somehow or whatever, but it's still spending. We should look, because the budget's kind of out. Doesn't mean it can't be changed, but that's what it is. We talked about that last meeting, remember, and it's another study, and NARDs and NRDs oppose that right now. So, but I don't know. We'll see. It's $250,000, I think, is what the cost is.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Item 9, subcommittee reports, ad hoc, 9A, ad hoc, consultant selection committee, Director Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 9A, be it resolved that the minutes of the March 9, 2021 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for professional services for the Beltline Trail are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B1, professional services contract with Earhart Griffin and Associates for the Beltline Trail Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a professional service agreement with Earhart Griffin and Associates for the Beltline Trail Project in an amount not to exceed $282,155, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as informed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Additional staff? Directors?
Roll call.
Conklin.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Bradley. Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Thank you. Agenda item 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee. Be it resolved that the minutes of the March 9, 2021 meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes in the following recommendation to the subcommittee hereby adopted and approved. 9B1, Elkhorn River Improvement Project Area, IPA Operation and Maintenance Agreement Assessment. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Elkhorn River Bank Stabilization Improvement Project Annual Operation and Maintenance Assessment. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District that each of the lots and parcels of ground in Douglas County, Nebraska, identified in the 2021 assessment schedule attached hereto as Exhibit A and incorporated herein in reference has been specially benefited by the district's program of operation and maintenance upon the construction and capital improvements involved with the district's Elkhorn River Bank Stabilization Improvement Project. The special benefits from such program of operation and maintenance are correctly set out in the respective amounts appearing opposite the designation of said lots and parcels of ground in said schedule. That such respective amounts appearing opposite said lots and parcels of ground in and schedule are hereby are levied in special assessments against such lots and parcels of ground, and that said assessments shall become due 50 days after date, to which shall become due on April 30th, 2021, and may be paid within said time without interest. But if not paid by April 30th, 2021, each such assessment shall draw interest at the rate of 9% per annum from an after date until delinquent, and from an after date that each installment become delinquent shall draw interest at the rate of 14% per annum until such paid. Be it further resolved that the Secretary of the District shall certify a copy of this levy resolution to the County Clerk and County Treasurer of Douglas County, Nebraska, for spreading the same on the tax records of such county, and such special assessment shall be collected by the County Treasurer as provided by law. 2. Amendments to the professional services. I think that's it. So move.
All right. Any public comments? Staff, directors? Is that okay? With that, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Corman.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bonner.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conklin.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Now you can continue.
Yep. 2, amendments to the professional services contract with Olson, Inc. for the design of Cramper Lake, Hubbard, and Fiddler Creek Water Main Extension Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment number 1 to the professional services contract with Olson, Inc. for the Cramper Lake / Hubbard and Fiddler Creek Water Main Extension Project, increasing the contract maximum not to exceed amount of $397,589, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Corman.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bonner.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Thank you. 9B3, District Policy 17.45, Private / Public Dike Repair Assistance Program. Recommendation that the proposed district policy 17.45 private/public dike repair assistance program be adopted and incorporated in the district policy manual. And I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Director Jeff?
I have a question as far, is there a limit to the aggregate amount of all these levies and so forth in a certain period of time? I know there's a $200,000 limit for one levy, but what if there's 10 of them? Or is there a limit to how much?
$200 per year for our...
For one project? Or
it's $200,000 per application. There's no aggregate limit. That would be established by the board in the budgeting process. So if we have 10, say we had 10 applications, right. I'm not anticipating, I think that we would bring something to the board and say, these are our priorities, and then the board would cut off at a certain limit if it's one, two, three, however many you think is appropriate to fund in that particular year. So it would be very budget-driven. But there's nothing in the policy that limits the total.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, just per application.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
90%, that's a lot of money that we're paying toward each one of these projects. If we found out there was a private levee that needed to be repaired and the owner didn't want to help, would we just fix that?
No, so they would have to have a...
They would have to have the skin in the game.
Yeah, they'd have 10% in the game for us to even... To consider it.
So okay. And then that would be, that would come here and then we would vote on that during budget time.
Yeah, we would vote on each individual application.
Okay.
I have an opinion that if we continue to refer to these as private-public structures, that it kind of muddies the water a little bit and creates some confusion on the definition as to who actually owns those. And if we do cost share, do we absorb any additional liability from those structures?
No, we would accept no liability. The owner would retain ownership as well as operation and maintenance, and they would have to sign an agreement with us that they would operate and maintain it in perpetuity. So we would have no liability, ongoing liability.
All right. Any other comments? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Aye. Aye.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Eller.
Yes.
Yes. Item 9B4, cost share agreement with Sarpy County Sheriff's Office for purchase of airboat. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with Sarpy County Sheriff's Office for office to provide a 50% cost share in an amount not to exceed $40,000 for the purchase of a search and rescue boat with any changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff? Directors?
I don't have a comment. I've seen how important these are. You know, I hope they never have to use it, but I'm 100% in favor of this cost share program. So thank you for considering this.
I'd like to echo that sentiment. It's a very good use of our funds in a very important mission on the river.
Director Jeff?
How many different counties have we done this for? Is it?
So we have cost shared with, if you remember, Douglas County.
Yes.
Came last year, as well as we've assisted, not with an airboat, but Omaha Fire and Rescue. Waterloo Volunteer Fire Department, we assisted with their boat, and then now Sarpy County.
So an airboat. Another county, say Washington County, which does quite a number of certain rescues on Elkhorn River, if they were interested in something like that, they could bring that proposal also.
And then it would be under your consideration.
Okay.
Yeah, especially with the Elkhorn. And I think what we found in Douglas and Sarpy is the amount of users that you get out on that area. So, and I know we're looking at an access point up near Arlington, so that'd probably be a natural fit.
Right, and because I had talked to somebody on the fire department or the rescue area, and they said that every weekend they're rescuing people off the Elkhorn River. So
there's never a shortage of people to rescue in the summer. Yeah. It's always just seems the equipment.
Okay, roll call.
McCormick. Yes.
Kaczynski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Eller.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
And that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for your report. Item C is Finance, Expenditure, Legal, Director Rich Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the March 9, 2021 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. Lead Bridge Highway 31 Connecting Link Relocation Project Property Transfer Agreement with NEBCO Inc. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed real property transfer agreement with NEPCO for Highway 31 Connecting Link Relocation Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Directors.
Roll call. Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Yes. Item 2, District Legal Services. Recommendation that the Board approve a proposed legal services agreement with Hush Blackwell per the terms of the conditions outlined in said agreement for a period to begin upon execution of the agreement from July 1, 2021 to June 30, 2024, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Public comments? Staff? Directors? Ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I hope the question or two I have doesn't warn us to go into executive session.
I'm sorry, before or you're anticipating?
Well, I what would just wanted to I don't know ask a or if Brent Myers is a full partner or is he an associate?
I'm a full partner.
And I had a question on and maybe I'm not understanding this correctly. For should an audit materialize, they charge a flat rate of $250.
Yeah, Director Brad, if we're going to talk money, we'd have to go into executive session. So if you don't want to do that, please be general in your statement.
Yeah, I think that was the only one, but I guess they can answer that because it's sort of a moot point at this juncture. That's okay. That's all I needed to know.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Listening to our going over our discussion from Tuesday, believe it or not, I listen to what you say and I take it to heart and I've learned a bunch from you. So my comments are these. Number one, the Fraser Stryker comment with OPPD. Just to remind you, I'm an employee there. I don't sit on that board and I'm not senior management, so I can't speak to the habits of one OPPD and their legal firm, so I just wanted to let you know that from Tuesday. And again, that I listened to you, Chairman Thompson. Your comments were, if we went for an RFP, that's saying we want to get a better firm. I don't agree with that. Your second comment, your question, the motive behind an RFP. And the third comment, you asked, what are we after? So you had mentioned, here's, I guess, how I would answer what I'm after. That you had mentioned that you deal with Brent and Hush Blackwell on a regular basis. You understand better than anybody the great work that they do. I see it every month that Brent's here, a consummate professional, knowledgeable, does a great job. When you said, what are we after, and the reason I've been consistent to do an RFP because we haven't done it in 7 years, what I was simply after was a half hour of the ad hoc committee that you as a chair would appoint for us to listen to that. So what you hear every week, every month, when you deal with them directly, a lot of us haven't been here when we've gone through that process. What I was looking for was a half hour presentation from Hush Blackwell and other firms just so I can experience that myself listening to them. That's all I was looking for in that. So I hope I answered your question from Tuesday. And again, I appreciate your counsel and
We don't agree all the time, but that's okay. I got a lot of respect for you, so thanks.
Thank you. I do have to clarify one thing you stated, though. I do not deal directly with Hush Blackwell on any more frequent basis than any other director. It may appear as chairman, and Fred can attest to this, as chairman, I don't get firsthand knowledge of anything. I get it through John Winkler, and I direct John Winkler accordingly. So I hear what you hear from Brent for his reports and so on. So if there's an assumption that I'm special in that regard, I hope that clarifies it.
If I may, I appreciate you saying that, and that reinforces even more why, listening to what you just said and when you said Tuesday, why I would love to have them present what they've done, because I don't really know. Mm-hmm. And I know the work they does speaks for itself. It was just a simple fact of, I know it would take time for an ad hoc committee to do that, but it would be a great learning experience as a two-year director, and there's new faces in here, and you and Director Teaser got a lot of knowledge, and I see Fowler over there. He's got a little bit of knowledge, too, being here a lot longer, and Fred. So that's the only reason I was looking for that, so I appreciate your clarifying that. Thanks.
Any other comments? Roll call.
Teaser.
Yes.
Declan.
No.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
No.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Yes.
Jeff.
No.
Harmon.
Yes.
Zabinski.
Yes.
Jefferson.
Yes.
Item 10, Treasurer's Report.
That concludes my report.
I've moved right on. Thank you. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take items A through J, all inclusive, and be it resolved that the final reports be affixed to and made part of the final minutes. I so move.
Did you make a motion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So move the committee. So move.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Begley. Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Begley.
Aye.
Aye. Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Zabinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Thank you, Tim. Item 11, legal update.
There's no legal update. I just want to say thank you for the extension.
Thank you. And I have confidence you'll continue to do the good job you've been doing. Item 12, Chairperson's Report. Item 12A, Coordination Meeting Discussion. Director Larry Bradley, you brought up some points, and let's talk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I did bring up some points. Coordination meeting, and I had asked, and it was clarification from General Manager Winkler, there is no real written protocol for coordination meeting. And so I was just wondering a bit about the coordination meeting, exactly who gets to be there. I understood it was executive board members, perhaps. And then when one of the executive board members cannot be at that coordination meeting, then who's next in line to perhaps be able to attend the coordination meeting that there's really no protocol for? And so I had a few ideas, and one, would it be the next person who had, and I said in the email, like time and grade, for example, if I have, you know, 9 years on the board versus someone else with less years, would that fall in that line? I understand there may be folks here with 5 years experience who've never ever been invited to the coordination meeting. And I'd been there when I was on the executive committee for a full year. I understand I was there, and I can, you know, relay to people there's nothing sneaky or nefarious or underhanded that goes on during those coordination meetings. But it's certainly to be able to, you know, help guide the general direction of the board. There's also some ideas that perhaps should there be an at-large member, that was brought up to me anyway, that as long as we don't have a quorum, might there be, you know, it rotates. But back to if a current executive committee member cannot be there, could that, who might get invited also, would that rotate? So just some you know, general questions, you know, and how it goes. So.
A little bit of history for those who may not have attended such coordination meeting, and I did explain this in email, that we meet to go over the agendas, and normally it's the executive officers, which includes a treasurer, which is when you were treasurer, you attended. And I, from so many years as I've been on this board, it's not guaranteed that executive officer is chairman of a subcommittee. It just seems to be have happened that way, over that way. So therefore, Teaser and Conley, as chair of their respective committees, have, I guess, if you will, a dual role attending that coordination committee. There is no set rule. I would be reluctant to endorse any policy because it's so infrequent that one of the individuals are not there. But it does, what we discuss and what we go over is, and I'll give an example after we're done talking about this. It smooths this presentation at board meetings. For example, if the Elkhorn River Implement Project is discussed, we're going to make sure that Justin Novak is going to be here Thursday or Tuesday. And that's what goes on in those committees in case John can't handle it. So historically, it's been, let's make sure that guessing what other directors might have in their on their agenda or their mind or curiosity, that we've got it covered. And that's been pretty much the same for as long as I've been on the board, that staff has always been required to be here anyway, whether it's something on the agenda or not. I miss Jim Bisek. I haven't seen him for a while. He's got to get some on the agenda, but just kidding on that, Jim. But as you see with COVID and all that, we've streamlined. So that's the purpose. And I guess if I'll entertain any of the comments or questions on this. Ted, Jack?
Just a couple of comments and questions. Is the executive committee considered an official subcommittee of the NRD?
The executive committee is.
And so is that who's meeting then for these coordination meetings?
No. If it were called an executive committee meeting on the Monday before Tuesday, then there would be minutes and roll call and all that.
But that was my question. I don't even know when you meet, I guess, or where you meet, or how often you meet.
We generally meet in our...
I've been on the board 4 years, and I have no idea who meets, where you meet, when you meet, and that doesn't seem quite right, I guess. And so I don't have any idea what you talk about, because there's not an agenda. I have no idea what you how you resolve things, because there's no minutes, and it just seems in the effort of transparency, it would be a wise idea to keep some sort of notes, because we as board members only know what you tell us. And so we're voting on things, and we're trying to help you run an NRD with sometimes limited knowledge, because we don't have any idea what you're talking about there. And so we just don't know.
I can answer some of your questions, Ted. So it's a coordination meeting that is made up of the executive committee members or others if executive committee member can't be there. So it's not an official executive committee meeting. If the executive committee meets formally, it's like any other subcommittee. It'd be done on a Tuesday, there would be an agenda posted, there would be et cetera, et cetera. Just like the PPO, just like the FEL. There is no minutes to keep because there is no official votes, there's no straw polls, they're simply to go through the agenda items to make sure they're thorough, complete, and make sure all of the information is there to proceed on Tuesday in a efficient, effective manner. So that's why there's no record keeping, there's no agenda or nothing to do that, because it's simply an informal meeting. An example is As I'm the president of our school board now, I meet with the superintendent before every board meeting to go over the agenda. So I am, in fact, serving, like example, the exec committee to go through a coordination meeting. I do not guide the superintendent in saying what is said or what's discussed or not discussed. I'm simply there to reaffirm that the agenda is complete, accurate, and that will ensure an efficient school board meeting. That could be when I was the city administrator of Plattsmouth. I met with the mayor and the treasurer to discuss agendas before every city council meeting. No votes, no minutes, no discussion, just simply to say, here's what's going to be on the agenda. Is the information accurate? Maybe we need to add something here for clarification, and so that's what's completed. If it was a formal executive committee meeting, then we would, again, have to have it officially like we do on Tuesday of any other subcommittee. The reasons, also, if an exec member can't make it, we look at the agenda to see, for example, is the chair of a committee that will be on the agenda, can they take the place of an exec member that will be gone because, obviously, they're going to be running that particular agenda. And I can think of the last meeting, Kevin Sapinski was invited because it was his first chairmanship of his committee. Not to say that Kevin could not officially run that meeting on his own without any type of discussion, but we thought it'd be prudent, since he was never chaired a meeting before, to make sure that he was fully aware of all of the information in his agenda. So there's really no further discussion. There's really no other information that isn't available to every board member. It's simply for me and Marlon and Brent to make sure that we have all the correct information, that we're presenting everything to you that the members of that coordination who attend think that you need.
There's nothing to prevent other board members from attending this.
No.
Right? Or is it?
You can't have more than a quorum.
Right.
But if
the,
yeah,
the, yeah. The prevention is we can't have
You can't a have a quorum because then six, you have, yes, yeah, six is a quorum. So.
If you go up to the quorum, then it's a public meeting. It's subject to the open meeting.
Right. So that's the intent. And we've had these ever since I've been here, and I don't know how far even before, but they really do assist us as a staff, because then right after the meeting, I call Gene. Hey, Gene, the agenda's fine. Let's go. And Gene can attest to that. Or, hey, we need to add something because this isn't entirely clear.
No, I'm not suggesting whatsoever that there's any nefarious activity occurring here. It's just the fact that I don't know anything about it. And I think I should.
Well, so. But you wouldn't get any additional information that anybody else, or that's not already presented to the full board. So.
All right. Thank you.
Is that accurate to the members?
Did you have your hand up?
No, they answered it. Thanks.
Bradley. Were you done, Ted?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to wrap up a bit, I guess if there's, you know, I can understand looking at the agenda and seeing who might, you know, be prudent to invite if there was an executive board member that couldn't make it that month. But then maybe refer back to just look to see any director that had never been invited and they had been on the board for a while. That would sort of alleviate any mistrust or anything, and just sort of, you know, inclusion and that kind of thing. And again, I know it, there's nothing nefarious, no, you know, nothing like that, but it just would help the entire board, I think the health of the entire board. And that's just my suggestion.
That's a good point, and I'll seriously take that under advisement. And part of the problem over time was who's available during the day. Some people work for a living, you know. But that, if you're available, who knows? I might rotate that around informally to invite another board member. So we keep it under the quorum number, of course. Any other comments on that? The other thing I want to mention under my report is due to the unfortunate death of Joe Stothert, the mayor, Gene Stothert's husband, I'm going to send a letter on behalf of the board expressing our condolences to her tragedy. And has that letter been prepared, John?
No.
Okay. That won't. Yeah, it's a symbolism that she's another, obviously another government entity would deal with all the time, so it's an unfortunate circumstance, so I'll be doing that. That's the only thing I have. John Winkler, item 13, General Manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. As you know, we had some issues with ICE this year, as typical, but we actually worked, Jennifer did a really good job of this, working with the National Weather Service and other partners to kind of be a clearinghouse for information to get to the media and the public. And so we had a lot of positive feedback from not only members of the public, but also from media sources who knew where to call, where to look for information. So we didn't have, four different or five different officials saying different things that didn't align. So they were very thankful for that. I know the National Weather Service appreciated it. So we'll continue to do that in the future to see how we can even make that better. The district did receive a workers' compensation experience rating of 0.74, which is excellent. So that's good news, because anything below 1 it helps our workers' compensation premiums. And so that ends up obviously saving our taxpayers money there. Talk about what?
Is Justin Novak still here?
No.
Oh, okay. I have to ask him how his arm is. But
he probably did that not at work. So, no. So talk about Wyatt. Wyatt is resigning from the district. This is last week. His final day will be March 12th. We're in the process of hiring his replacement. We obviously wish him the best of luck in his future endeavor. And so he'll no longer be welcomed here. When and then we did receive a thank you message from the Bennington Outdoor Club for providing bobbers for their annual Teammates Fishing Day for students. The club members provide instructions on fishing and participating in those types of outdoor recreational activities. Report on purchases, construction service, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as a current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Water Creek Partnership met on February 25th, and the minutes are attached. The next meeting is scheduled for March 25th at 10 a.m. here at the NRC building. If anyone has any questions or needs anything, let me know.
You mentioned ICE, and we put the contractor on notice, so we met the – we had to commit – or no, what was that email you sent?
So we put the contractor on standby. It was
standby.
There was no additional cost to the district for standby.
Okay.
So we didn't have to expend any.
We didn't have any expense. All right. Yep. Any comments for John?
Just a couple questions. Public access to information. What's the volume recently that we've received from the public requesting information, if any?
Just in general. So I'll have to get you website hits and our social media platform. Patrick, since you're on the board, we've really increased our social media presence. So I'll have Jennifer. In fact, I'll put it in next month's report, the number of social media hits and interaction that we get, as well as website inquiries and things like that. We get a lot of public comment and questions generated through our social media platforms as far as, hey, you know, we've seen this, what's going on with X, and so we respond quite a bit to those. But they've increased dramatically over the year. So, anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Item 14, please note the informational items. As you can see, next meeting is April 8th. I'm 15.
We are here.